BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Yay, it's back. It's the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On this one, an incredible return for Innuendo Bingo featuring Greg James. He was very wet, and Chris just dribbled his way through it like a small water feature. Also, me being a nightmare on planes again and getting the world's worst hire car. And Charlie Sloth off of One Extra plays Real or No Real and enlightens us about when him and Rihanna were a thing.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Greg James.
Good afternoon.
You're a fan of that, aren't you?
I'm a massive fan.
Yeah.
Huge. I love that song.
Yeah.
But I'm getting quite nervous listening to it, though.
Why?
I don't know what's going on next.
Welcome to Innuendo Bingo. Put the cameras on now.
Yeah.
Boom. And there we are at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Very
tan.
Oh,
my word. Look at my tan. That's ridiculous.
Look at it.
I'm so sorry, everybody. I actually am that colour. Ridiculous. Okay, let's do Innuendo Bingo with Greg James. Good to have you along, my darling.
Thank you for thanks for having me.
It's Tuesday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Let us know if you're watching on the Radio 1 website. Waters are plenty today. Yes. It's been a while since you played this, hasn't it?
Yeah, and it was never recorded. So this is like the first one I've ever done.
Okay.
It was never ever... I wanted to watch it and see what it looked like, and then it had gone.
We are recording this, so if you can't watch now live, then you obviously will be able to see a video a bit later on the Radio 1 YouTube channel.
This is kind of my first.
Yeah.
You feeling good, Chris?
Yeah, I'm ready for this.
We're both in grey today.
It's good, because you were in a onesie last time.
Oh, yeah. No protection today.
No.
I'm going for it.
Yeah, exactly. I like that. There's no protection. Like, recently people have been wearing, like, silly hats, you know, general wet weather gear.
No, I think you've got to go for it. If you're going to go for it, go for it.
Take it back to basics.
I'm here.
Okay.
We're quite close, aren't we?
Very close.
Because my legs are extra long, so I'm quite in touch with you already.
Yeah, you're almost round me.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to start off. Take your water, please, in your mouths.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know if you're watching for the first time, by the way. Going over to the right stuff on Channel 5. And Matthew has a strange idea of what people get up to in Canada.
You can live a comfortable life when you've got a job, but if you're to be made redundant, you could be out of a job, and then what happens? You go back to Canada, you eat beaver.
Chris, that was straight in his
face. We're way too close.
You are too close,
Greg.
I held.
Do you go back to Canada,
I held.
You eat beaver.
Thank you, Matthew.
Okay. Too close. Let's take it back a bit. Okay.
And can we maintain the eye contact as well, please? Oh, no, I look ridiculous. I really should have detanned. Awful. Okay. Let's go over to the Great British Bake Off now. And Mary and Paul here with a... Chris! It's kind of whittling out of your mouth. What happened?
You're doing it. It was like a sprinkler. Hey! You can't do that.
Okay. Lauren in Southampton is watching for the first time and is in stitches already.
Mm-hmm.
Ben in Edinburgh, his first time live. Stop! What are you doing? Why is it weeing out of your mouth? Chris.
I can't control it.
Come on.
Right.
Okay. Sorry, Greg. Great British Bake Off and Mary and Paul with their magical on-screen relationship.
Slowly to begin with, otherwise it'll come all over me.
Like that.
It sounded like a drill.
I'm getting quite good at this now.
You are good.
Slowly to begin with, otherwise it'll come all over me.
Because I think I play this when I'm not here. I listen to it in the office and I play it. And
you
I
old,
don't. And I've got to.
You old pro?
Yeah, I know. An old pro, okay. Why are you leaking, Chris? What are you leaking for?
Why are you leaking today?
All I did was a stupid face and it started leaking. Pathetic.
Chris, just stop soiling yourself. Stephen in Wickham, watching on his phone for the first time. It's good watching on a phone. Okay. Here we go. over to Elaine Page now on BBC Radio. Chris, what is wrong with you today?
I just missed it. It's been a while.
Over to Elaine Page now on BBC Radio 2. And Elaine's found a new way to kill the time when the songs are on.
Naomi says that she and Deanna listen to Elaine Page on Sunday every week whilst cleaning. Oh, thanks, girls.
It's not even finished.
I'm just having a bit of a tickle up here. Believe me, it could do with it.
Yes, Greg, finally.
She always gets me. Elaine Page is the best. Yeah.
What a legend. More water, please.
Looks like I got leather trousers on. Look at these. Look at them.
Do that again.
It's like a wetsuit.
Water.
I'm just having a bit of a tickle up here.
And believe me, it could do with it. Okay. This one from a couple of weeks ago. Over to Forethought TV, where you get to hear some alternative views now and again.
I'm a spiritual ecologist.
What is that? That's not even it. Something is really making Chris laugh today, and I don't know what it is.
I'm a spiritual ecologist, and I believe that through feasting and through food, I connect with the universe.
Chris is just like...
What channel is that?
A dribbling mess. The feasting on Forethought TV.
I need to record
it's
that.
Those little five-minute things that are on before the programmes. Okay.
Now, five-minute feast.
Jane from Kent heard an expert talking on Radio 4, but we don't know what he's an expert in. But listen for yourself. Ready?
The start of last season was very mild. In fact, we had shags on eggs by the 24th of March.
Straight in James's face. What is that about?
We had shags on eggs by the 24th of March.
What are they talking about?
I don't know.
Some of them just aren't even ones, they're just them.
We had shags on eggs by the 24th of March.
Greg is soaked. I'm watching this for the first time, says Ollie in Wiltshire. Watching for the first time. Loving water fountain Chris. That's from Claire in Macclesfield. It's just kind of weeing out of his mouth today. There's no real spurts going on. It's just like... Ready? You know Anne Swithenbank?
Oh, my God. Look at me.
It's wet.
It's a bad one.
Don't bring up Anne Swithenbank again.
Not now.
Anne Swithenbank is like my nemesis.
You know Anne Swithenbank?
No.
Water.
Do you mollycoddle your tulips, Anne Swithenbank?
Chris, he's trying so hard. Trying so hard to keep it in.
Do you mollycoddle your tulips, Anne Swithenbank?
Listen to the little wee.
Who is Anne Swithenbank? Can we get her on the show?
She's a gardener.
She's not.
She is. Actual fact.
A gardener.
Look it up.
She's a gardener.
She is. She mollycoddles her tulips. Okay. Over to Hollyoaks now. And Nana McQueen. She got it. Chris. What are you doing?
What's wrong with you today?
I genuinely don't know what's wrong with
you. You're a mess.
Here we go. Ready? Nana McQueen got up to all sorts in her youth.
I had this cleaning job at the rectory. And just before you were christened, there was a bit of a misunderstanding. The collection box went walkies and I got fingered.
Mum, you never dip your hands in the priest box.
Oh, did I, Eck?
What the hell?
I don't know.
Okay. Oh, I'm going to wring myself out here.
Okay. More water, please. We've got to get on with this.
Yeah.
We've long suspected that Phil Spencer's doing this on purpose, but here he is, Phil Spencer, secret agent.
Look at this. See, I can walk up and down.
Excellent.
Freely. There's nothing I like more than a trimmed bush.
What are we doing with our lives?
I know. Sometimes you do stop and think about it, don't you?
It's quiet. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. Okay, more water, please. We've got an expert here on gardeners' question time.
Mm.
Drifting way off topic, I feel.
The big problem we had last year was we went in very wet and it stayed very wet and also very cold.
Yes.
And in fact, if you stick your finger down 4 inches at the moment, you certainly won't get it out quickly because it's still very cold.
All right, hold it there. Let's hear Richard Madeley.
Chris. Not what you just said.
Let's hear Richard Madeley tell us what he got up to at the weekend.
I will be spending tomorrow building a brand new barbecue, having friends over for late afternoon nosh in the garden.
please play again my hat. It says barbecue. What is he doing?
I will be spending tomorrow building a brand new barbecue.
Barbecue?
Having friends over for late afternoon nosh in the garden.
And Greg, just
why,
as you requested
can't say
it,
barbecue.
Greg, you requested it, so I'm going to play your favourite one now.
Here
you ready?
Comes. Here he comes.
Over to Del Winton.
No, don't do this. Don't. This always gets me. This is my favourite.
Okay,
hang on.
Del Winton on the National Lottery programme.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
Greg has absolutely lost it.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
Look how much Greg loves that.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, guys.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris!
Sorry.
Chris, we're on. That was Everything Everything and Mirrors from the Live Lounge. You might as well do it now.
I can't.
There you can.
It's like you're my mirror. My mirror's staring back at me. How was the text reaction?
It's really good, actually. Yeah, I mean, it's a different sound, isn't it, to the Justin Timberlake one, but it was good, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That was Everything, Everything and Mirrors.
I can't get over your tan. Seriously.
It's actually, I think it's got
more tanned, if anything.
If you saw Innuendo Bingo earlier, it was actually embarrassing. I'm very careful in the sun, but I really did go really red on Saturday. I went to the Middle East, and where I spent a lot of time watching TV, as I do on holiday.
Mm, how was it?
Really good. Watched Ellen. Quite a lot, and there's a bloke on there called Howie Mandel. Did you see my tweet about him?
I saw you tweet about this. I thought, is this one of your sort of ranty, like the equivalent at 3 a.m. when you do them?
No, not really. I was watching Ellen, and he seems like a nice bloke, but absolutely humour free.
Mm.
But the whole of the audience in Ellen were laughing at him, and I was like, maybe I'm missing something here. I think he's a judge on America's Got Talent.
Okay.
But, yeah, not funny.
And what does he do? Sorry, what does he do? What's his day job?
That's what he does. He's a judge on America's Got Talent. I believe he's a comedian, which makes it even worse.
Say the name again.
Howie Mandel.
Howie Mandel.
Apparently he also does the American version of Deal or No Deal.
Right. He looks just like, you know, the guy who wrote The Game we had, Neil Strauss.
He does look like him. Apparently, though, he doesn't ever shake hands with anyone because he's got a massive phobia of that. So, like, if he is on... I'm not making this up. If he's on Deal or No Deal and they go to shake his hand, he won't do it unless they're wearing gloves. It's actual true.
It doesn't make them put on gloves.
It does. It does.
You should start doing this.
Look it up. I know, I'm going to do
that. Put on some gloves.
I'm going to start wearing gloves at my gigs.
No, or hand out gloves.
And my student gigs. I'm going to hand out hand gel and gloves. Anyway, he wasn't funny. And also I watched Arab Idol, which was brilliant.
Yeah.
Like Pop Idol, only in Arabia. And when, like, you know, when it's like, you're coming to Hollywood, they go to Beirut instead, which fascinated me. Also, what else happened? Trying to catch
It's all TV-based.
Oh,
holiday.
Yeah, I mean, I did spend a lot of time watching TV. Oh, I hired a car, which I don't normally do. You know when you hire a car, you expect it to kind of work, don't you?
Kind of.
Right, okay, well, I couldn't get it into gear at all. And I was going up hills.
Was it an automatic?
Yes.
What? Okay.
No, but it didn't sound right. You know, like it was really struggling to get to the top. It was like a milk float, basically.
I was going to say, it was definitely a car.
It was, yeah. One of the wing mirrors was hanging off. And then I got all my luggage in there eventually. At the other end, when I got to the hotel, I got the luggage out and then went to shut the boot. The boot wouldn't shut.
Right.
At all.
Okay.
So then I spent the next hour with some bloke from the hotel trying to kind of put a piece of string on it.
So white. Good holiday.
It was in the middle of the night as well, so we had like a torch, just putting some string on to try and get the boot to shut. And then also on the plane on the way back, I'd like to apologise to the French lady I was sat next to. Oh, and the person in front as well. You know what I'm like on planes? I'm not a good traveller. I get fidgety.
Before.
You've said this before.
It's embarrassing being with you because always what happens, whoever's in front has to turn around and sometimes they don't turn around, they just look annoyed the whole flight because you put your knees up, you crash off the front of the chair, you are the worst person to fly with.
Yeah, you don't want to be in front of me on a plane, so I'd like to apologise to that person. They did actually turn around halfway through the flight and went, "Could you stop doing that?"
Mm.
I was just fidgety. And I kind of do all that thing where I put my feet where their arms should be, just because I get fidgety.
You can't do that.
I know. Apparently that's not etiquette.
So they've got the arms for their arm.
Yeah, but I just poke
you
my
feet.
Your feet
on their
I want to put my feet up.
You can't do that.
I know. Apparently that's really bad form. And also, I was having a dream about a helicopter.
This is the best talk ever.
And there was a French lady next to me. This is quite way into the flight. Mm. And I woke up and I was doing an actual helicopter sign with my hand.
I'm sorry?
So she thought I was doing a helicopter with my hand. Like a whirry helicopter with my left hand. So she must have thought I was actually bonkers. So sorry to her as well. The Scott Mills Daily. John's been on saying, "Scott, you are proper weird, mate. Do you think I'm proper weird?"
Well, yes.
Why?
But
why am I weird?
Because it's like the rules of life don't apply to you.
What do you mean? What's that supposed to mean?
Like, there's a general thing that most people will do, say, on a plane. There's just a general... No one set the rules. There's just a general etiquette and stuff like that. But you will smash right through that.
I don't mean to. I just get really fidgety and then they complain. I don't realise that I'm doing it, you see.
Yeah.
And, like, they can feel this in their back and that's my knee, generally. Yeah. Okay, so sorry, everyone, that I've ever been on a plane with. A lot of people say they put their legs where the armrests are on the in the plane, so
I've
that makes
never
me feel
thought,
a bit better.
Yeah, I've never thought of doing this. But
don't
it sort
do
of
it.
Makes sense.
No, but don't do it. It's just like it's somewhere to put your feet. But I've learned from my mistakes, and I'm not going to do it again.
It's like fake first class, isn't it? Stretching.
Yeah, it certainly is. It's like having a bed, but I'm not in first class. BBC Radio One. The Scott Mills Daily. Chris, it must be your holiday coming up soon, is it not?
Yes, it is. I'm very much looking forward to it. Just
so
looking at holiday clothes and.
Are you?
Well, yeah, I need to buy some, don't I?
It's going to the Isle of Fernando's.
Okay.
How much did you pay each?
It's £25 each for four people, but two people have now dropped out since your bad press.
I can't have it.
So now we're having to cover the cost and it's £50
I
each.
Can't wait for this. Do you think the hotel's actually going to be there when you arrive?
Yes, I do. Stop this now.
I'd like to have I'm sure we can organise this. When you go away, do you mind doing a link up on Skype like they do on the news? And we can use the same graphics as the news, like BBC Live, Isle of Fernando's, and then you can report just with some rubble in the background.
No, I don't know why you think this is the case. You see, you're having a go because it's so cheap. It's a bargain. Bargains are there to be had.
Yeah. So how many people are going now?
Two of us. Because of the bad press you've now caused around to the Isle of Fernando's.
Hang on a second. There was a group of like four or five.
There was
there
a group of four of us. The place we say, if we split the cost, it's £25 each. But now two of them have dropped out because of you. £50.
Wow. Oh, sorry. But that's not including flights, right?
It's not including flights. But
and
it
can't be an all-inclusive.
No, it's not. But it does include a welcome hamper on arrival.
What do you get in the hamper? I didn't know this.
I'm not sure.
I'm so sorry that this causes me so much joy, but it does.
And I keep getting messages off people on Twitter and stuff like that saying, looking forward to your holiday. And it's like, well, yes, I am. Do you know what? I had a look at the reviews again the other day.
We're back to the reviews again.
Not one and, bad one.
Right, there we are. That's because the hotel blatantly wrote them themselves. Every hotel, even the finest, best hotels in the world, there's always a bad review.
I'm not joking, Scott. Honestly, I went on that advisor website, not one bad review.
Yeah, well, there's always a bad review on there. Does that not make you go, this is a bit strange?
No, it makes me think I've got myself a right bargain here.
Well, I can't. When is it again?
It's in May. In May.
It's not the same time as I'm going to Eurovision, is it?
It is, yeah.
Oh, so we can't do a live link up. Well, can you keep us informed on Twitter with pictures and everything?
It's going to be fine. It's going to be lovely. I'm going to be chilling by a pool. I'll have a nice cocktail.
Yeah.
It'll be a lovely place.
I can't wait for this.
The pictures of the place look epic.
I bet they do,
out.
Yeah.
English TV in the moment.
What was it near? What was it near?
There are some cranes in the background
and the power station.
No, that was a room.
The Scott Mills Daily. Pull it up, pull it up. That's how we ball out.
That's how we ball out. Do you think if Rihanna farted, people would like it still?
They would.
Wouldn't they? If it was like a... Rihanna, definitely.
I remember when we was dating. And
Oh, Charlie.
No, what?
You're so deluded.
I'm not
sometimes.
Deluded. We used to date. You don't believe me, do you, Scott?
Right, you've said this before. Okay, yeah, go on then. Carry on with the story.
So, when me and Rihanna used to date,
yeah.
Obviously you've got that initial period where you're dating and you don't want to fight in front of each other. For some couples, it's 6 months. Mm. For others, it's a year.
Oh, right. What, you and Ree was a year?
No, me and Ree was like 2 days.
Oh, wicked.
She just let one rip.
Did she?
Dutch oven.
Oh, what? She put you...
Under the covers.
Oh, under the covers.
She's like, take that, baby. I was like... That's like a bit much, Ree. That was part of the reason why, you know, just...
You had to say, look, you had to let it go.
I had to let it go, literally. No real. What do you mean, no real? That's a true story. I swear, apparently, she's wrote that in her book as well.
Really?
About our fight clashes, me and Rihanna.
I love you, Charlie Sloth.
I love you too, Scott.
Charlie's on BBC Radio 1 Extra.
Ow,
you've
sorry.
Been hearing his... What have you been doing?
I just hit my head on the mic.
Oh. I thought he was just doing one of his noises. You know them, like, Charlie Sloth noises?
Ow.
Ow.
Charlie's on 1 Extra every day between 4 and 7. It's a good show. Have a listen. If you love your hip-hop and you love your R&B and you love Ow... then Charlie's on between 4 and 7.
Is it true that you listen to my show rather than Greg's?
No.
That's what I was told.
Right, don't start I was causing told, problems for me around
I'm
the Radio
not,
1 area.
Are we doing this political thing now where you're saying no because you've got to see Greg shortly and then he's probably going to ask you the same thing?
No, I like your show and I like his show as well.
Who's better?
No, that doesn't happen. You're very good. Sometimes I listen to Greg, sometimes I listen to you.
Okay.
Everyone should do the same. I like to spread the love.
Yeah. Yeah. You've been known to do both, haven't you? Like play
Sorry?
I mean, like, to both.
I don't think I have. Who told you that? I'm not bi.
No real.
And now it's time for Real or No Real. Charlie Sloth.
Ow.
Whoa. And a selection of facts that might be real, but maybe not, like this.
Eminem wrote his hit single The Real Slim Shady in a panic just 3 hours before his album was due, when he realised he was one track short.
Now, does that sound like a song that was kind of rustled up because he's like, oh no, I've got one track I need to do, and the album's due in 3 hours. Right, I just write Real Slim Shady.
I heard that's true. I heard that he was actually in a doctor's waiting room. This is a true story. And
why was he in the doctor's?
I don't know. He might have had a cold or a flu or something. Mm. Obviously, I'm Slim's friend. Marshall's a friend of mine.
Yeah, sure.
And apparently, he was in the waiting room of a doctor's surgery. And the doctor's come out. And he's like, Slim Shady. And this other guy stood up and gone to walk into the doctor's room. And he's like, I'm the real Slim Shady. And
that's where it comes from.
That's
Please
where it
stand
comes
up.
From.
Please
stand up. Yeah.
Please stand up.
I cannot tell if this is
That's
true
a true
or-
story.
Because someone else stood up that wasn't him.
That wasn't him. And he was like, no, he got really annoyed.
Right.
He was like, I'm the real Slim Shady.
Yeah.
Will the real Slim Shady please stand up?
Yeah.
Because that's what the doctor said.
Please stand up.
Yeah.
Please
yeah.
stand
it
up.
It does make sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so real or no real
that's,
for that?
That's real, bro.
I'm going to have to go real then.
That one is real.
See?
And is that story you just told real as well?
No.
What do you think?
No.
No, it's not. You just... Listen, how are you meant to know?
My story's good,
that's
though.
That's not so unrealistic,
yeah,
is
so
it?
It's so good. It that was good. A good story. That was just like freestyle, ad hoc, off the top.
I know.
Yeah.
You're good.
Thanks.
Next.
The University of Lisbon's English language course now includes a lecture on challenging usage, in which students attempt to translate clips of Radio 1 handovers between Scott Mills and Zane Lowe.
Oof. This was a magical time.
Yeah, that's when I used to do the 4 till 7 show, and we'd hand over to Zane every night. And, yeah, I mean, some of the best radio I've ever done.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, genius, some of it.
It was just bizarre, Charlie. I don't know if you remember any of this, but there would just be this, and it's fair to say awkward handover.
No, I don't think it was awkward, because I do get on very well with Zane, and I like him a lot. I respect him massively as a broadcaster. But it was just like we were both saying words. Not, like, it didn't actually make any sense at all.
Sometimes no words were said.
Just noises?
It's just noises, noises, yeah. Thing,
well, what kind of noises?
Oh,
well,
all sorts.
He always used to go like, lanolin. He was obsessed with that one
it was,
a while.
It was just proper weird.
Really?
Yeah. And I can imagine that they do use it at universities now, in English courses.
Do you miss it?
A little bit, yeah.
Because it was always funny. Mm. That's the thing.
Do you call each other up sometimes and just do the same thing?
No.
No.
Real or no real?
No real.
Real. That's real.
That one is no real.
So heartbroken.
I know. Next.
Although little Kim, Maya and Christina Aguilera are all strong French speakers, Pink claims that she just learnt the sounds for the French parts in Lady Marmalade, only having the meaning explained to her afterwards.
What?
Lady Marmalade? I thought it was Lady Marmalade.
Marmalade. They say lard in the song.
Do they?
Yeah. It's French, isn't it?
I thought it was Marmalade.
Well, yeah, but you say Marmalade if you're in France, don't
you? Okay.
There's no real reason why Pink should know.
Toast and marmalade.
So if I go to France, I ask for marmalade.
That's what you must say.
Marmalade.
Yes.
I'll remember that.
So it was Missy Elliott, wasn't it? I'm trying to think of the song, Lil' Kim.
Lil' Kim.
Lil' Kim can speak French.
I don't believe that.
I don't.
She can hardly speak English.
I know, exactly. When was the last time you heard? No. Lil' Kim.
Christina.
Maya, Christina and Pink. But Pink can't speak French. Real or no real?
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason why, because they were covering that song, why she should have a firm grasp of the French language.
It's like the Hoff. He's done millions of albums in German. Can't speak a word.
That is so sick. I love the Hoff.
I know. I love him too.
He's a great lad, isn't he?
Yeah. He's all right. So real or no real?
I'm going to say real on that one.
I'm going to say no real.
That one's real.
I'm really not doing well today.
No.
I'm not used to this.
And next on Real or No Real.
Earlier this year, Jerry Halliwell accidentally tweeted her own phone number. Rather than change her number, she instead spent the next 4 days chatting to her fans about such subjects as hair care, dog grooming, and the best way to remove fat stains from a blouse.
Now,
fat stains?
Yeah, that's fattest.
No, fat you're stains. Fattest.
What's a fat stain? Oh, here we go again. Every week.
Every week. No, you're fattest.
I've got to let you two sort of do this.
Carry on.
Oh, I love that.
Carry on.
You tell saying me. That is fattest.
No, you tell me. Come on.
What?
So tell me that I'm fattest.
You're fattest.
No, you're fattest.
No, you really
no,
are
you
fattest.
You are fattest.
No. I mean, I've never heard so many vile fat jokes in all my life.
You're fattest.
Are we done now?
Okay, sorry. You just give us...
One more time. Should we just do it one more time? You're so fattest,
no,
man.
You're fattest. He loves it every time. Just let us have our
never
moment,
gets
yeah?
Old. Never gets
just
old.
Let us have a moment.
Yeah, why are you jumping?
Never gets old.
Have you just noticed how since he's gone to Hollywood, he's changed?
Oh, okay.
You're not the same Chris that I first met.
No, but I keep control of this scoring here, and I just feel like it's my position to sort of be refereeing.
Oh, all right, yeah. Dad.
Right.
Okay, so
the original thing now.
Jerry Halliwell.
Yeah, Jerry Halliwell.
Who tweets their number by accident? Like, really? That stinks of attention seeking to me.
What, Jerry Halliwell? Attention seeking?
Yeah,
no,
I know she's not notorious for it at all.
No,
not at all. But I just can't imagine anyone making a mistake of tweeting their own telephone number, like actually typing your number in on a tweet and then accidentally pressing send.
Yeah,
it's a little bit leave it. But I can imagine her doing it. Like, she's probably thinking, could do a new boyfriend who comes round and gives me a massage and, like, massages my ego.
Yeah.
And do phone auditions.
Have you got previous with Halliwell?
She tried a thing.
Right.
Weren't really interested.
Not interested.
She's not my cup of tea.
No.
To be honest, I was just like, nope, sorry, babe, busy.
Mm. And that's it. I mean, you've got every right to say that.
Yeah.
You know, it's a free country.
Free country.
Jerry Halliwell tweets a phone number, real or no real?
I'm going to go real on this one.
It's definitely real. That's Jerry Halliwell all over, isn't it?
That one is no real.
Oh, Charlie, you've had a shocker.
Sorry, Jerry.
Shocker today.
Absolute shocker. Oh, so, at the end of that round of real or no real?
Well, I scored 30. Charlie scored 10.
That's my lowest ever score, right?
Very poor. Charlie's on one extra in 6 minutes.
Whoa.
Back on your radio live tomorrow between 1 and 4. If you can't do that, then listen to our best bits on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Just a heads up, on Thursday's show, 1:45, Gerard Butler plays bingo. Scott Mills.